Cat to the Dogs, A Joe Gray Mystery by Shirley Russo Murphy. Narrated by Susan Boyce. A pretty little deer she was, but her wanted to know too much. There was fields down along as wasn't liked. No one cared much about working there. You see, 'twas all elder there. And there was a queer wind used to blow there most times, and sounded like someone talking, it would. From Tibbs Cat and the Apple Tree Man, Catherine M. Briggs and Ruth L. Tongue, Folk Tales of England. Chapter 1. Fog lay so thick in Hellhag Canyon that Joe Gray couldn't see his paws, could barely see the dead wood rat he carried dangling from his sharp teeth. Moving steeply down the wall of the ravine, the tomcat was aware of a boulder or willow shrub only when his whiskers touched something foreign, sending an electrifying jolt through his sleek gray body. The pre-dawn fog was so dense that a human would have barred straight into those obstacles. One more example, Joe Gray thought smugly, of feline senses far keener than human, the superiority of cat over man. The fog-shrouded canyon was silent, too, save for the muted hushing of the sea farther below, and the occasional whisper from high above of wet tires along the twisting two-lane, where some early morning driver crept blindly. Joe had no idea why humans drove in this stuff. Swift cars and fog were bad news. As he searched for a soft bit of ground on which to enjoy his breakfast, another car approached, moving way too fast toward the wicked double curve, sending